To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Med 8. in 12. avgustom bo v švicarskem Saint-Imieju potekalo mednarodno anarhistično srečanje, s katerim bo širše gibanje obeležilo 140. obletnico prvega antiautoritarnega kongresa. Leta 1872 je bila namreč ustanovljena internacionala, v katero so bili združeni anarhisti, ki jih je prva internacionala izključila po sporu z Marksom. V drugi polovici 19. stoletja je bilo v Jurskih gorah v Švici anarhistično gibanje zelo živo. Skupine so sestavljali predvsem goreči urari, ki so bili predani antiautoritarnim idejam solidarnosti in povezovanja. Internacionala, ki je bila ustanovljena v majhnem mestecu Saint-Imier, je preživela desetletja in ima svoje idejne naslednice še danes. Kljub številnim zmagam anarhističnega delavskega gibanja smo 140 let po ustanovitvi internacionale še vedno soočeni s kapitalistično otujenostjo. Letošnje srečanje, na katerem se pričakuje več kot 10 tisoč ljudi, bo priložnost, da anarhisti vseh struj skupaj reflektirajo zgodovino in sedanjost gibanja. Preko delavnic in diskusij bodo naslovljene številne dileme ter boji znotraj in izven gibanja. Prisotni se bodo pogovarjali in izmenjavali izkušnje iz polja antimilitarizma, boja proti rasizmu in seksizmu. Naslavljali bodo avtonomno samoorganiziranje, izobraževanje, feminizem, internacionalizem in podobno. Srečanje, ob robu katerega bo potekal tudi Kongres internacionale anarhističnih federacij, je odprt za vso javnost in želi k druženju pritegniti tudi ljudi, ki niso del anarhističnega gibanja, a jih te tematike zanimajo.
Behold them seated in their glory, the kings of mine and rail and soil. What have you read in all their story, but how they plunder toil. The fruits of the people's toil are buried in the strong coffers of a few, in voting for their restitution. The people are
O srečanju v Saint-Imieu smo se pogovarjali s Fredom, članom Francoske anarhistične federacije, ki je ena izmed organizatorjev srečanja.
So Fred, thank you for this interview. First of all, I am interested, what is Saint-Imieu 2012 all about?
Saint-Imieu, it's an international meeting because it's 150 years next Congress of the first non-authoritarian movement, workers movement. And it's like the beginning of anarchist movement in the world, first tentative to organize the workers and all those who don't thought like Marxist party and so on. And during this event, we want to try to join all the anarchist organization around the world, unions or different international movements who exist in that's it.
And what are going to be, how it's going to look like? Because I know that you are expecting a couple of thousand people to show up. Mm. So, you know, what's going to be the program?
The program, there are five very important events, like introducing meeting and a final meeting. We expect that at this final meeting we can have a resolution of the worldwide anarchism to defend our proposal and to give a chance to the people to organize and to destroy this capitalist world. And this is two meetings very important. But and during the international meeting during Saint-Imier, we have five round table about subjects that are involved by every federation, every groups, to try to find to find some commune. Have a common analysis, maybe, or if we don't have, maybe we can exchange our point of view and, meet each other because we haven't many time to meet and to have discussion. So there are five roundtables about different subjects, and the main important meeting, and they are very, very, I say 60, 70 meetings about history, about struggle in different countries, about education, about social struggle, about many topics. And this is a program. There will be also some movies and maybe some discussion about documentaries and some concert and some exhibition and many things. We are building our program and it's more and more intensive like what we are going to propose.
Why should every anarchist be there?
Yeah, I think it's the last event such like Saint-Imier is in Venice in Italia in 1984, and I think there is no such an event in the world before, and it will be the great occasion to meet and to build another world and to have contact and to discuss with and the place of Saint-Imier is very great. But it's in Switzerland, so it's a bit cold. It's in the mountain, it's a little village, and we have many places in the village to organize this, and we will organize a camping, we will organize a book fair, we will organize many things like that, and so I think it will be very pleasant meeting and very intense and very rocking meeting. So.
Mm-hmm. But it seems that, you know, if in the past anarchism as a worldwide movement, you know, in a sense that it was organized through the unions, through the radical workers alliances and so on, had an important place in the social struggles. It seems that today, you know, this influence is, it's not, we cannot say that it's not existing, but it's definitely lesser than it was in the past.
Yeah.
So is this meeting at Saint-Imier, this opportunity and a sort of desire to again build this worldwide movement and of anarchism, you know, to be more connected, so that we would go beyond our, say, sectarian tendencies that are sometimes present in the movement.
Yeah, true. And we don't want to propose one way of acting. We know nowadays we know that there are different strategies to get at the same objective. We have seen with a anti-capitalistic movement in Seattle, in Jane, we can have different way of acting, but we have to connect and we have to face the same world, the same enemies, and that's why we attempt to have many point of view, many kind of organization of struggle in the world, and to confront them and see what is the best. But we don't want to choose one solution. We want to expose all different solutions we try, and seeing and what is a good way, what is performance, and so on. And I think we don't need especially to rebuild international union movement, because we are most of us, we are in a specific anarchist group, but in this anarchist group we work for the workers, for the worker struggle and so on, and we are coordinated our action in this movement. It can be in union, but it can be in a collective or something like that. And I think the anarchist movement is very, very rich about all this strategy, all this way of acting, and it's very important. We don't want to build another international organization, but we want that international organization and anarchist group and anarcho-syndicalist union and so on have good relationship and go on with connecting themselves and can have a similar strategy maybe or not. But it's important to have discussion and to meet.
Who are among organizers of Saint-Imier?
Sorry?
Who are among organizers of Saint-Imier?
The initiative is from our federation in France and from the comrades in Switzerland. And we join our international IFA joins the movement, and other groups in the world join this the committee. There are some groups from the Netherlands, from Switzerland, from Italy, from Germany, from Swedish, and many other countries. We are waiting for the answer of some comrade in the United States or in Montreal, and so it's really an international event. Since at the beginning it seems very French or Swiss, but it's very, nowadays it's very international. We have some contacts even in China, even in New Zealand, even maybe the people they have connected that it would be a very, very great event. So many people want to come South America, in South Africa, and so very, very many contacts. There are persons are going to come for themselves or for an organization.
And at the same time, there will also be an IFA Congress.
Yeah.
What is the importance of IFA Congress?
IFA Congress is IFA is our organization, international organization, and IFA is a part of the committee, and IFA want to promote a way of organizing different anarchist organization, And we expect that during Saint-Imier we can have good contacts with other groups or other federation in order to coordinate our action and have common action in South America in particular. We have very good contact with Brazilian, with Mexico, with El Chile. We hope that we will be able to organize an international meeting in South America with this organization and making links between all these organizations.
Thank you very much for the conversation and see you in Saint-Imier.
See you.
To you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?